Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In Lexington, Massachusetts, there's a violinist who also made violins, and she becomes a mom, but now writes political history and analysis. She was thrown into the battle. Actually, she jumped in because of the debate over homosexual marriage. It's an honor to invite onto the program Amy Contrada. Amy, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thanks very much, Bob, for having me.
Well, thank you for your battle to educate Christians and conservatives about Mitt Romney, because you're there in his backyard, right?
That's right. And it was our group that did a lot of the analysis early on when he was breaking the Constitution over the gay marriage fiasco, which I know your audience knows a lot about.
Well, you are with Mass Resistance.
That's right.
And you guys did a lot of the original research.
That's right. We were on the scene, in the State House, on the street, taking pictures and documenting it.
So there are many conservative Christians that think that Mitt Romney is a pro-family conservative who will really help set our country back on the right track. And obviously, they have been deceived, but it seems like they're willfully deceived. They just want to be deceived. No matter how much is documented about his actual record, they've pretty much dug in, and they're hardcore Romney supporters.
One reason I wrote the book and put it all in one spot is some of this came out in 2006-07 when he was running for the Republican nomination, but a lot of it's been buried again. I'll tell you, a lot of these things have disappeared from the internet. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I saved a lot of things in paper copy in my own files, whatever.
Right.
But I think a lot of it has disappeared, so I wanted to have all of that and more in the book so that people would get the full story. He's certainly not giving the full story. If you look at his websites, it's a very, very distorted picture of what really happened.
Well, first of all, we've reported on Bob Inyart Live after a couple of years ago I read the Goodrich decision, mm-hmm. which is the Massachusetts State Supreme Court, and it's their decision on homosexual marriage. And they pretty much admit in the decision they don't have the authority to
write
a law. They
Absolutely.
Never even mentioned the governor. They asked the legislature to consider the matter. That's all they did.
That's exactly what happened. November 2003, they said, hey, legislature, rewrite the law so that same-sex marriages can happen, because the law as it stands says man, woman, husband, wife. The legislature, well, of course, first of all, they didn't have the right to tell the other branch to do anything. And the other branch didn't do anything. The legislature did not rewrite the law. They sort of waffled around with crazy amendment drafts, which never went anywhere, and Romney played along with that. But no, the law was never changed, and without the law changing, Romney had absolutely no reason or no constitutional allowance or right to go ahead and implement the marriages, but he did anyhow.
Amy, I know that you're the expert on Mitt Romney, but can I maybe clarify the order of the Massachusetts Supreme Court? I read that recently, and their order was that the legislature would reconsider the matter. That was it. That's as far as they went.
They said to the legislature, you know, we're suggesting you got 180 days to bring the statutes in compliance with our opinion. Well, yeah, they said that, but there again, they didn't have the right to tell the legislature to do anything. According to the Massachusetts Constitution, and by the way, John Adams was the author, it's very clear that the court cannot make law, and even laws in existence cannot be overturned by the court. They can only be overturned or, you know, changed by the legislature itself. So, whatever the court said, it had no right to say it. There were many legal experts at the time. I'm sure your audience knows Phyllis Schlafly, who's also an attorney, not just a columnist. Even Hugh Hewitt, who later became a Romney supporter, at the time said this is an illegitimate ruling, the governor should ignore it, the legislature should ignore it. Also Pat Buchanan and, let's see, Matt Staver of the Liberty Council. So there are a lot of legal fine minds out there that were saying this is something that should just be ignored. Just mm-hmm. defy it or ignore it. Mm-hmm. But Romney chose not to. And that's because he had made promises, we found out later, to the homosexual activists. In 2002, he actually promised them that he would not oppose the ruling that was everyone knew was coming shortly after he took office.
Amy, I just looked up at least the part of the ruling. I've read the ruling. I think it's less than 10 pages. In the order, it says, so ordered, the legislature should take action as it may deem appropriate.
Right, and it did not deem it appropriate to do anything.
Yeah,
exactly.
And here's my take on it. Yep. Conservatives are angry about activist courts. Well, Romney, in two of the biggest areas that are fought over among Christians, he turned the courts into activist courts.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it seems like the Supreme Court there was trying to restrain itself, recognizing it didn't have the authority to change the law. They didn't even have the authority to order the legislature to fix it. So they restrained themselves and they said, take action as you may deem appropriate.
That's right. I think you're absolutely right there. And I think basically they were dangling it out there, hoping maybe Romney and they had spoken. Who knows? I don't know. But they certainly were dangling it out there and hoping something crazy might happen. Well, something crazy did happen. Another thing we found out more recently, 2010, the fellow who was his chief legal counsel at the time of the gay marriage ruling, 2003-04, advising the governor on what he should and shouldn't do related to the ruling. Okay, that man, whose name is Winslow, ran for state rep in 2010. Well, guess who endorsed him? The gay, homosexual, transgender lobby endorsed him and thanked him for his support during the Goodridge ruling crisis. In other words, he was actively advising Romney that the ruling was law and that they're going to go ahead and implement the marriages no matter what happened in the legislature. And they used that word over and over. Romney used it in many of his statements. He said, we are going to follow the law in May 2004, and we advise citizens to do the same, meaning the court ruling. And then we actually have an exchange between Brian Kamenker at Mass Resistance and Mr. Winslow after he left the chief counsel's office. And he goes back and forth with Brian there, and he says, well, I think it's law. You don't think it's law. We have a difference of opinion. Okay. You know, it's only law if the legislature passes it. Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. Romney clearly sided with that legal counsel's advice, and we think it's because he had promised the homosexual activists that he would try to get marriage through for them. All of this is documented in the book.
Yeah.
A lot of documents that have disappeared from the scene, except that we saved them.
Good
so
for
it's a fascinating
good for you,
chapter.
Amy. You know, Greg Jackson, author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, he's on this YouTube video, The Ann Coulter Hangups, where she's defending Romney. And he says that he would donate $1 million to American Right to Life if Ann Coulter can show a Supreme Court ruling ordering the governor to institute homosexual marriage. Of course, she can't. And yet Ann Coulter and so many others here in Colorado, quite a few like Bob Beaupre, who's considered to be a Christian, conservative, pro-family Republican, sort of a grandfather of the party. He's running Mitt Romney's campaign in Colorado.
It's shocking. All I can say is that all of those people need to buy the book. And it's, you know, the facts are all there. Romney cannot be trusted to appoint constitutionalist judges because he himself is not a constitutionalist.
No.
He defied the Constitution on this issue and a few others in Massachusetts.
So the book is titled Mitt Romney's Deception, His Stealth Promotion of Gay Rights and Gay Marriage in Massachusetts by Amy Contrada. And your website is AMY, and your last name, Contrada.
Yes, and people can get a nice $2 discount at the book if they order it through a link there.
All right, and of course it's
available. Otherwise they can go to Amazon. Yeah.
Right, Amazon.com also. And we'll link to it, Amy, in today's show summary. There's two examples where Mitt Romney turned the court into an activist court. The one is when they said, we'd like you to reconsider this issue, and he implemented it. And the second time is years ago, the Massachusetts Supreme Court made a ruling on health care, and they said if the government is providing health care, they must cover abortion for rape, incest, and life of the mother, if I recall those particulars. And when he signed Romney Care, They came out of the gate supporting abortion, tax-funded surgical abortion on demand, late term for any reason. And then they say, well, we had to because there was a state Supreme Court ruling. First of all, you never have to unless you're a child. If you're a leader, there's no such thing as we had to. But he's lying anyway because they didn't say tax-funded abortion on demand, late term, early, you know, the sky's the limit. Kill the baby and we will pay for it with tax dollars. And that was Romney Care.
Well, I was looking at your pro-life profiles website just before you called. It's really excellent, and you've really got tremendous documentation on that. And that abortion issue is very, very detailed. So I'm glad you have that website, and I just learned about it today. It's great.
Well, I mean,
but the other thing, it was Brian at Mass Resistance who first exposed the fact that the $50 copay abortions were in the Romney Care.
Right.
So that was another important.
Yeah, that's right. And we have a debt of gratitude toward Brian. I've talked to him a couple times over the years. We just really appreciate you guys. So what do you do with Mass Resistance, Amy?
What do I do? A little bit of everything. As you saw in my bio, I did other jobs and, you know, raised my two kids. And what got me back into politics, I first got involved in a local taxpayers group in Lexington and also a parent group that was concerned about radical sex education in schools. At that time, it was not really the homosexual thing so much as just handing out condoms and, you know, giving crazy, crazy class sessions to these kids that were over the top. Yeah. But then when the gay marriage ruling came down in late 2003, I got back in touch with Brian at the Parents' Rights Coalition. And then we quickly got involved in the effort to get rid of the four judges. And I, you know, I've done everything there. I've done office work. I've done writing. I've done research. I've done photographs. I've done videos. I've done the State House. So
Amy, with your years following Mitt Romney, other than his tax-funded abortion on demand and his implementing homosexual marriage, other than that, how about his, what seems to me, from what I've seen, and a lot of it is from you guys, but documented, he has given support to a radical homosexual agenda throughout his career there in Massachusetts.
The longest single chapter in my book is about what happened in the schools with his support, and it is really shocking. And I can tell you that he looked up to an earlier liberal Republican, Governor William Weld, as his mentor on the marriage issue, but also on the education safe school so-called issue. In the early 90s, Governor Weld was listening to, get this, Kevin Jennings, who started out in Massachusetts. Your listeners probably know that Kevin Jennings is the mastermind and founder of GLSEN, which is all over the country now. Well, he devised his so-called safe schools program in Massachusetts, writing the education report for the Governor's Commission when it first got started, Governor's Commission on Gay and Lesbian Youth. That was back in 92 to 93. Jennings went on to become a national outfit with GLSEN. The Safe Schools was really modeled here and began in Massachusetts, spread all over the country. So Rom supported it back in 94 when he ran against Ted Kennedy for Senate and lost. He told the homosexual activists that he believed that the gay suicide issue needed to be studied, and, you know, he'd work for federal funding for that, and blah, blah, blah. And then in 2002, he promised the same log cabin Republican group that he would continue these safe school programs in the schools. The safe school programs include the Governor's Commission on Gay and Lesbian Youth, which also, from the inception in the 90s, included transgender youth. So they were already pushing that idea. Governor Romney kept on as his commissioner of education, a radical supporter of these really crazy things. The commissioner was in office back when the horrible Fiskgate scandal happened. That was Kevin Jennings' GLSEN group, handed out horrible, horrible instructions on homosexual sex practices and transgender. Romney kept that guy on.
Here in Denver, Colorado, we're doing a show here on a 50,000 watt AM Christian station. And over the years, when a really horrendous example of gross perversion in the public schools came into the headlines, it was typically in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. This is where they try it out first, maybe try it out second in California, unfortunately. So here I am struggling and to find a way to educate my own kids because it was just out of control.
And with Mitt Romney supporting each step of the way, supporting mm-hmm. the homosexual agenda, even, for example, when the law was supportive of, for example, Catholic Charities with their adoption program, they would not adopt a child into a homosexual couple's household. Mm-hmm. And that's what right. did Mitt Romney do on that issue?
Well, there was no law requiring non-discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation that applied specifically to adoption. There were regulations which some bureaucrats wrote later, which the governor could have changed. Even Michael Dukakis, former liberal Democrat governor of Massachusetts, who was a Democrat candidate, if people remember that disaster.
Yeah, right.
Dukakis
with the helmet
said,
on the tank. Yeah.
That's right. Dukakis even said that Romney was wrong. There was no law requiring that Catholic Charities adopt out to homosexual couples, that it was just regulations. Even Dukakis said that. But Romney persisted with his myth. He even put forward a phony religious liberty bill, which had four statutes that he wanted to change. None of them had anything to do with sexual orientation and adoption. It was just totally phony. That's one of the things that's disappeared, except that it's in my book. Luckily, I kept my print copy of it, kept my web pages, and we just exposed that completely. And we have a wonderful long expose of it by a very wonderful conservative man who's the head of Catholic Action League here in Massachusetts, who tells it like it is.
What's his name?
C.J. Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E.
All right. Amy, I remember that the Boston Globe described one of Romney's flip-flops when he ordered Catholic hospitals to dispense the Plan B, the abortion pill.
That's right.
And this is what the Boston Globe wrote in their editorial. They said, flip-flop, flip. Romney has now executed an Olympic-caliber double flip-flop with a gold medal performance twist and a half because against the advice of his own legal counsel, his own State Department of Public Health, he ordered Catholic hospitals to dispense the abortion pill Plan B.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you guys have that documented on that pro-life website. That I don't have in my book except as a footnote, only because mine is focused on the gay rights, gay marriage issue.
Sure, exactly.
Very important. Very important. Yeah, he flip-flops all over the place, also in the school issues. A group of us went in 2006, and we said, you've got to stop this youth pride. You got to look at what's going on. You know, it's run by a transsexual, communist, Workers World editor was their prime speaker in 2005, and blah, blah, blah. Well, we actually, because at that point he was thinking of running, obviously, for the presidential nomination, right? So he said he was going to disband the governor's commission on gay and lesbian youth after our meeting with his top aide. Well, that lasted for 3 hours. Then the homosexual activist ran into his office and started yelling at him, and he switched again. He decided not to disband the governor's commission on gay and lesbian youth. So it happens all over the place. So we got a bunch of flip-flops in the book.
Well, exactly, and it's easy to document. Amy, I was just interviewed by a columnist with the Huffington Post about Mitt Romney. It was John Salzman. And he said on the issue of homosexual marriage, he said, yeah, but Romney was against homosexual marriage. And you point out in your YouTube video, which is a trailer for your book, you point out that for the one and only time joined a defense of marriage event at the Capitol, I think it was, just before he left office, because he knew
November 2006, and his term ended the first days of January 2007, so he had like a month and a half left.
Yeah, so he knew he was going to run for the Republican primary for president.
That's it.
So he needs the Republican base. So he had implemented homosexual marriage single-handedly, ordering county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses. So here he is pretending he's now going to be on both sides of the issue because he knows that Christians are easy to deceive.
That's right. And the amendment he was supporting was fatally flawed, we're quite sure, due to a lot to his influence with the mushier conservatives here in the state. It was not going to ban civil unions, and it was going to recognize same-sex so-called marriages that took place between 2004 and whenever the amendment might take effect. I mean, talk about a disaster. So the other thing that's interesting about that rally that he orchestrated on the steps of the State House, beautiful State House with the gold dome behind him, He put up this enormous American flag, like from the Patton movie, right? And he's standing in front of that, and it's just so funny.
Right.
And we agreed with the homosexual activists who had a banner saying, "Mitt, your motives are showing."
Your motives are showing, right.
So,
So what Romney wants to do is, I think he knows that the homosexual activists, they do their due diligence. They actually research the track record of candidates that they're going to support or not, where mm-hmm. Christians, whether it's Sean Hannity or, you know, the whole list from mm-hmm. Rush Limbaugh on down, Hugh Hewitt.
Ann Coulter,
they really don't. If you have an mm-hmm. R after your name, and maybe mm-hmm. if you've got money that you could throw at a campaign, if you could raise money and you have an R, if they think you're electable, they will sell out the innocent, the family, marriage, Christianity. Mm-hmm. I think it's because they have a lust for getting a seat at the table.
I think you're right about that. We've seen it with some of the groups here in Massachusetts. It's really awful. New York Times documented that some of the groups that should be conservative received big donations from Mitt in 2006, and then suddenly, oh, he's the greatest defender of marriage that could ever be.
Right.
It's very sad, but it's true. I think there's something else going on, which is the truth that we're exposing at Mass Resistance and in my book is so ugly, people have trouble looking at it. Mm. It's just like, you know, the truth about abortion. Nobody wants you to show the pictures of the babies that have been dismembered. But I think they should be shown. It's the truth. It's what's happening.
Right.
So we do the same thing on this issue, and I know in my own family,
Amy, I got to tell you, your YouTube video, it's gross. But I think it's I think it's necessary.
It is gross, and your listeners should be forewarned.
Yeah.
But that's the material they produce. It's the coarsening that they brought to our culture. It's on the streets, and when Mitt Romney says he supports gay rights, my point in showing the pictures from the gay rights parade the youth pride parade is to show what it means.
Right. You've got 14 and 15-year-old boys in those photographs at gay youth pride parades with 25, 30-year-old transvestites mm-hmm. dressed sexually, hanging on each other.
Oh, those are performers. They call them performers. Yeah, and that event is run by a transsexual man who wants to be a woman.
Right.
And we told Governor Romney all about that and showed him those pictures. That's why he flip-flopped and actually disbanded the commission for all of 3 hours.
It's nothing
to laugh about it. I guess I'm laughing because it's so...
Right.
What can you do?
Right. Well, what we can do is what you're doing, publishing your book, and what American Right to Life is doing at Pro-Life Profiles.
Mm-hmm.
And so Romney will continue to deceive those who want to be deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people who want to be lied to, and he'll continue to succeed. But those who want to know the truth, that Mitt Romney is the enemy of Christian values, he's the enemy of marriage, he is the enemy of the innocent child in the womb. Those who want to know the truth, it is well documented. Could you tell us about your book and how to get it once more?
Okay, the discounted price you can get via my website, which is amycontrada.com. That's amycontrada.com. And that'll give you a $2 discount if you go through there. Or just go to amazon.com and just type in Mitt Romney's Deception.
Mitt Romney's Deception. And wait a minute, don't about 400 titles come up?
Nope.
Books come up?
No, I'm only kidding.
They should come
up. Actually, there is a very interesting book by a woman named Trisha Erickson, who's a former Mormon, who talks about the Mormon issue with Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there are a few books that are critical.
So, Amy, how do you explain somebody like Laura Ingraham, who says she's pro-life, she's pro-family, the defense of marriage, she's against government health care
mm-hmm.
reform.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mitt Romney has done more against Laura Ingraham's core values than Barack Obama has.
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn, and I believe she's actually said it on the show. I might be wrong there, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe a family member of hers, a close family member, is homosexual. And we have found that that is one of the things that puts blinders on a lot of people because they feel like they're betraying their friend or their family member.
Right. When in reality, if you love your brother or sister, your child, then you're going to do everything you can to warn them
that
this will destroy you. And the more the culture approves of homosexuality, the more likely you're going to destroy your life and potentially your eternal soul.
So as I said, forgive me if I'm wrong about that, but I believe that might have something to do with it.
That very well may. And there are so many issues, like, for example, government health care reform.
Oh, yeah.
Romney Care is so similar to Obamacare. I mean, it is so similar, except that Romney Care pays for abortion on demand, surgical, late-term, everything.
Here's a research project in the waiting. I haven't done this myself yet because I've been so caught up with the book and a few other things. But if you think abortions being paid for by the government is bad, well, I believe we're also going to be paying, if we're not already paying in Massachusetts, but certainly in Obamacare, I believe we're going to be paying for all of the transgender, transsexual
operations.
Things.
Right.
Operations.
We're
going to
be paying
injections.
For sex change operations. We're already paying for hormone injections
in
our jails.
And,
it's
going to
be
treatments.
Just like the abortifacient pill Plan B, they're now saying it will be included in Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And when Barack Obama said it's not going to pay for abortion, it won't pay for health care for illegal aliens. Well, on this show, we said beyond any doubt, it will pay for abortions for illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
It will be full blown because if the leading Republican candidate can pay for abortions, well, then you mean Barack Obama can't?
Right.
Of course he can, because we Christians we've let the Lord down and we've let the innocent down. We're out of time. Amy Contrada, thank you for your book.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'd love to have you back on maybe in a month or so, Amy.
I'll send you the book as soon as I can.
All right. May God
Bye-bye.
Bless you. KGov.com.